At the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Washington Watch, I'm visiting with Christy Boswell with American Farm Bureau Federation. And Christy, this week it's an interesting time to be in D.C. With the Farm Bill talk all going on. But let's focus on another issue very important to America's farmers and ranchers, and that's immigration. Where do we stand right now with what's being talked about, and what is it that Farm Bureau is working on this issue?
We are in the peak of immigration debate as well. The Senate bill was introduced in late April, a comprehensive bipartisan bill that handles everything from guest worker programs to border security and everything in between. That bill is going through committee markup right now in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. Over 300 amendments were filed, so they're funneling through those and giving everyone its due diligence, and we expect that process to last at least a couple more weeks, and hopefully the ag piece, which has been carefully negotiated with the United Farm Workers Union, will stay intact. We feel pretty confident about that, but we're obviously monitoring the markup very closely to make sure that everything that we want remains in the bill.
So what do you think? What's your prediction here? I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, the weather forecaster is trying to predict. This is easy, right?
Yeah, immigration is always easy. There's no difference of opinions on immigration reform. I will say I'm cautiously optimistic. The energy is there. The effort has been bipartisan. They're going through regular order, lots of debate. And I think that makes everyone feel a little bit more comfortable that this bill isn't just going to slip through the cracks and get passed without fully vetting it. So I'm optimistic. I think there's a lot of work to be done. This is, you know, a marathon, not a sprint. And then we have to go over to the House, too, which has its own separate process. And I think, you know, may have a different avenue, and I think that's still up in the air. But we are serving as a resource to House members and senators as they're working through this process, and hopefully something can come together in conference and get on the president's desk.
Well, it does seem like you said more energy here. There's, I don't know, it just does seem, at least from what I've watched news report-wise, that this is a broader and more serious effort to actually try to get something done.
I agree. There are a lot of things that have aligned to make this happen. I think the recognition that the system is really broken on a broad-based level. From agriculture's view specifically, we have a lot of sympathies. People are understanding that we are relying on an undocumented workforce and that we are having shortages. And we also have a broken H-2A visa program. And so all of those components are in a bigger bill, fixing those, making sure we have access to a legal and stable workforce. But also, I think more importantly, at the end of the day, sadly so, the politics have aligned, and there's been some political interest because of the election results and getting something done and finding something that kind of gets this issue behind us.
Well, let's hope we get this issue behind us. Thank you very much, Christy Boswell with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Visiting here at NAFB's Washington Watch, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.